Hello and welcome to the second installment of the King-Sized episode. This is Craig's A-List. I'm Max Reardon. Thanks again for listening, guys. This is the second part of my apology for taking so long to release an episode. Anyway, sit back and enjoy. So this missed connection comes to us from Madison, Wisconsin. Bean, with the earmuffs.
You're saying it so loud.
Bean. Oh, Bean. Those eyes just destroy you. You should be sponsored by Maybelline. 100%. No need to get frisky. I'm here for you anytime. Same place tomorrow.
What?
Yeah. So what do you think? What do you think happened here?
Did you say those eyes just destroy
those
you?
Those eyes just destroy you. So it's Cyclops from X-Men.
Do you think that it's someone who just thinks that eyes are unnecessary? Like you don't need to have those. They destroy you.
That's not what. Look. Trust me. If you have eyes, you don't do it for me, Bean. That's not what I'm into. I'm only into eyeless.
I think it's those eyes specifically. So this it's like somebody else's eyes destroy you. Looking oh, sorry. I read it wrong. It's Bean, those eyes just destroy. Those eyes just destroy. I want to point out, he does say 100% no need to get frisky.
So maybe it's his eyes. Maybe he's the watcher. Maybe he doesn't want to get frisky.
It's
sponsored by Maybelline.
Ooh. I think he's just saying that she's beautiful. You know how like the Maybelline commercials, they have like the pretty ladies.
That's a bad way of saying
makeup
that.
Company, though, right?
Yeah.
What? You should be sponsored by something that would make you look more attractive.
I think so. Makeup
put more
companies,
effort into your appearance, yeah. Bean. You seriously look like a literal kidney bean. The fuck? Yeah, what if this is about an actual bean?
This is an odd nickname choice. Bean. This is somebody who has eyes that just destroy.
That sounds like something you'd name a chihuahua.
Should be like really... No, I have like a Jack Russell that...
His name Bean?
Like we considered the name Bean. It's a real bean. So there's an actual bean.
With
who,
eyes?
Who?
Oh, so this is someone that is having like night terrors about like a bean with eyes that just destroy.
Oh, he's begging them not to be frisky. He really didn't like it.
100%. Please. No need to get frisky. Please. No need to get frisky. Please.
That's
it's just like,
yeah.
It's like
not
a,
again.
It's a beanbag sized chair kidney bean that has eyes.
That has eyes.
Oh,
it's trying to kiss
it's
him.
Like wearing makeup, right? The makeup is like drawn, has like a lipstick mouth drawn on it. He's just wakes up sweating every night.
That's
screaming.
It quotes Buffalo.
Bean. Though. Oh, Bean.
Oh, Bean.
I thought you said Buffy. It quotes Buffy.
It quotes Buffy.
Yeah.
It's a huge Joss Whedon fan. Yeah.
It's like,
keeps talking about
I
how
think
Firefly.
That his Wonder Joss Woman would have been better.
Yeah.
It's just Joss Whedon dressed up as a bean.
Oh, my God. Joss Whedon kind of looks like a bean.
He does. So
is this post about Joss Whedon?
It's possible.
It's Joss
Whedon. Now, has Joss Whedon been seen wearing earmuffs?
Maybe.
You know what?
Because this does say Bean with the earmuffs.
I mean, I don't think famously, but it's possible.
Yeah, I'm sure he's worn earmuffs at some point in his life.
Have you?
He's kind of is now. He's wearing these headphones.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever worn earmuffs in my whole life.
So it's not
like
about
a...
you. So we've narrowed it down.
We've narrowed it down to one person, if not about definitely.
One person. It's not Noah. Max, have you worn earmuffs?
Yeah, I've definitely worn earmuffs.
Oh, fuck. Are you Bean?
I think I've worn earmuffs.
You can't see it, but we're staring. This is a really bad...
I'm destroying you with my eyes.
This is a bad bit for an audio medium.
So
yeah, I know. I like to do those sometimes.
So this is a running theme on this podcast, which is that these posts are not always written so that someone who the post is about will actually know that it's about them.
Yeah, that's what's so weird about
it's
these.
It's very
like,
common to have posts that are... It seems like almost it's just more about... the person
beans.
Posting it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just about me.
I think people get off on ideas more than they do the actual like act.
Of sex.
It, maybe.
You always
like,
make everything sexual.
It's what I do, man. I'm so deprived
it says
of everything. 100% every form of love.
No need to get frisky.
Self-love.
Yeah, and I shouldn't have brought it to that place. But it seems like with these people, it's almost like
is
the act of finding
necessarily...
it.
Sexual.
Are you talking about like the Friskies brand cat food?
Yeah. Is it
no
like
need
you,
to get
it, what if this is a message to his girlfriend Bean who went to the store and he realized they already have
no need to get Friskies. We have
they already
some.
Have cat food. She wasn't answering his phone. He knows she frequents Craigslist missed connections because she had a relationship that fell apart just before his with her And she always wants to know if her ex or someone that she spotted who had long black hair
in the grocery store. Spotted with those eyes that just destroy.
Yeah. Eyes just destroy.
Eyes just destroy.
Oh, the cat. That could be the cat's eyes.
Oh, yeah. They
cats
do.
Are often associated with eyes.
Yeah.
They have them.
And destruction. I know that.
That's true.
Yeah, yes. Black cat.
No need to wear earmuffs because it's cold, but not that cold.
Yeah. Boys, I think...
When was this posted?
I'm not sure because...
It's probably not that cold yet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it was before that it got
She wears
very
earmuffs
cold.
In the summer. That narrows it down a lot.
So this person, I'm here for you anytime, same place tomorrow. So that sounds nice and supportive, actually.
Is that?
That's the last part. I'm here for you anytime, same place tomorrow.
He's like, I can help bring the groceries in, but not right now.
Yeah.
Same anytime. Place tomorrow, our house.
The boys need me for Call of Duty, but I can't do it now.
All the Craigslist posts had like GPS locations.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's down in East Washington.
Yeah.
Forget about the guy we were trying to call. Let's just go.
Yeah.
Let's go there.
Road trip.
I don't think that one has a GPS.
Sign that says Bean. I'll wear it.
Yeah. And earmuffs.
Yeah.
The first time.
Yeah.
Cyclops visor.
Wait, that's a great bit. What if people describe someone like, I know there's one coming up that I picked up, but like you describe someone perfectly and then we went there dressed as the description looking for that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the last episode because then we all get killed.
No.
We all
I don't
get
think
murdered.
They could take all of us.
No, you I'm big.
I mean,
I'm
I think they could take us
I'd at
too.
Least run. For sure.
Good luck trying to pick me up, boy.
I'm sitting there with the Zoom.
Yeah.
That's why
I've never
so
been
deprived.
Kidnapped. I used to tell that to kidnappers.
Wait,
actually.
Can you get the stab sound again? I didn't really get it very well. Yeah, one more time. The audio didn't pick it up. Oh, yeah. No, in the neck again.
Oh, my God. You're like the new Halloween movie.
Yeah.
Just Max.
Did you see that?
No, I saw the trailer.
It starts with podcasters.
Are you serious?
Gross.
I liked the reboot, whatever. I thought it was fun.
That's a horrible. Podcasts are the worst. They can't do that.
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, hot take, but let's...
hot take, but a little too hot. You hurt my feelings.
Yeah. I'm getting burned. So this one is interesting. We have gotten a whole bunch of people posting on Craigslist asking for people to go to the Joker movie with them. There's been an influx of them. I found a lot. Noah sent one in specifically.
What?
Yeah, that was one of the ones you sent in.
That wasn't Noah.
It was someone who like literally.
That's
just...
when your phone rings from the unknown number.
Hey,
it's Noah's voice.
I have beveled edges.
I'm wearing earmuffs right now.
I'm a petite Latino.
They're made from petite Latinos.
I have patinos and earmuffs.
I have patinos, teats, and poles.
Yeah. Oh, so this one is just titled Joker.
Hmm?
We were both at the same matinee.
Oh, no. Joker's made a lot of incels bold.
Yeah, so this is not
actually...
Which
is not an incel movie. The movie was fine. But
yeah. I didn't see it, but I will eventually.
It's fine.
This is actually not someone asking to go to a Joker.
This is someone asking about someone who went to see Joker.
We were both at the same matinee. You kept looking at my ring and talking with me anyway. I'm the professor, and you're a petite goth lady. There it is again!
Yes! There yes, this again. Is why I said
this is
this
just
in.
A lot of people avoiding saying they want to fuck children.
Well, it's a good thing to avoid saying. Yeah. I mean, it's a great
thing
to avoid doing.
You talked about my ring, like wedding ring.
Yep.
He's a professor and you're a petite goth woman.
Let me finish.
Girl.
Let me finish.
He says
that's
girl.
The next John Green novel.
Yeah.
He says lady.
The Fault in Our Professor.
The Fault?
Yeah.
The Nutty Professor remake about...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this, it's called See Me After Class.
I'm the professor and you're a petite goth lady with the nose piercing and purple streaks in your hair. I would have liked... to continue our conversation, I was a pro musician.
But my wife called and asked me why I was seeing comic book movies, even though I was supposed to be picking up Friskies from the
grocery store. I like the alternative better. I was a pro musician until my wife called.
Yeah, and then she said.
That ended his career.
Stop playing drums
for
Marilyn Manson.
Come be a professor.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
What if it is him?
No. So this is the interesting thing. He doesn't say I'm a professor. He says I'm the professor. You know how like Bruce Springsteen is the boss?
No.
Ew, this is weird.
What?
No, I just realized what's happening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's grooming
I don't like that
her.
At all.
Save it. Save it. I would have liked to continue our conversation. I was a pro musician and get along best with artistic people. Alas.
With nose rings.
Alas. It's always a great word to add in there.
Yeah. Well, it's very artistic.
My, alas, my fun friends have dispersed over the years. This person talks like me, and I don't like it.
Oh, this, do you think that his friends actually just, like, their atoms separated? It's like not even, it's not even that they just kind of wandered off. Ah, they dispersed because I'm quite radioactive.
I wish you hadn't said that's how you talked.
It's Dr. Manhattan.
It is Dr.
He's the professor.
Oh, Professor Manhattan.
Yeah. When I
saved... It's before he graduated.
When I screenshotted this picture, I specifically labeled it Tool because all I could hear when this guy was typing
was lateralis.
Was this guy is such an incredible tool.
Oh, I thought you meant like cover band.
Yeah.
No.
So, alas, my fun friends have dispersed over the years. I'd like to get to know you more. I started writing again since our conversation, and I realized I don't have a muse in my life anymore. I guess his wife isn't a muse?
Well, she's not amused by his philandering.
No, I mean, that's why she was calling.
Philandering is his favorite tool.
His grooming of young women who are clearly damaged, which is his type.
You had a nose ring and purple streaks in your hair.
Yeah.
Me, the ring. I had a muse.
You kept looking at my ring and talking with me anyway.
So that means he's married and that's what he's
also, right. Wait, can we talk about the most heinous thing in this whole ad?
It's an ad.
They were fucking talking through the matinee.
Well, no, I think it was after. It was probably. Wait.
We were both at the same matinee. You kept looking at my ring and talking with me anyway.
Do you think they were talking through the movie?
Yes.
Oh, these they deserve monsters. Each other.
Yeah, I think they deserve.
But how old do you think this guy is?
30s, probably maybe.
30s? 40s, you know.
I think 40s at minimum.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, he's a washed musician. I forgot about that. He's got to be at least
40. He's a professional musician.
No, he's washed. He's a professor. If he you're a professor was of a anything, professor.
He was a pro musician. Mm.
They might call him the professor.
That's the name of his
although
band.
If that is really a nickname for him, that's pretty bold of him to put that on Craigslist because that might be more identifying than just a first name.
Right, yeah.
So this man doesn't give a fuck.
It feels fucked. I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't like the band Tool, really.
Yeah.
Their last album was not good. We waited 10 years
for
shit.
So, you're at the matinee, right? You talk to
this petite goth girl with purple streaks.
You're a petite goth girl.
And you're the professor because he talks like you anyway.
I don't want to be the professor.
You could be the nutty professor.
You have to be the professor. I don't know who else. You said he talks like you.
So, I'm the
professor. So, just you talk like you.
So, I'm the professor.
Uh-huh.
You're the petite goth girl. Right. What I'm getting to here is, would you answer this ad?
Yeah. As Max, you would answer that ad? Or as the girl?
If I were that goth girl, petite as I am.
Yeah.
I would, I'd be like, whatever.
Why?
I don't know. Next question.
They clearly want.
It's just like, that's such a, it's so weird. No, of course not.
Yeah.
Who would answer any of these ads? You know what I mean? It's like, it's so creepy.
Yeah.
It's like pretentious. And if somebody is, like if he is in his 40s and he still talks like this, it's like there's no hope. This is how he is for life.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder he's looking for women outside of his marriage.
He just talks like he reads.
You don't have to be like that as a literature professor.
That's true.
As an English major.
Actually, I've never met a literature professor.
It's like I fuck older men all the time.
Yeah.
Not that one.
No.
I've never fucked him.
No.
I would know.
I would have noticed his ring.
You specifically ask. If they are a professor.
Yeah. I've never dispersed inside that man.
Noah.
What?
Would you answer this Craigslist ad?
Clearly.
Okay. Why?
Mainly because people have always said that I'm a Ramona Flowers type.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
When they see me, they think that.
Manic Pixie Dream Boy.
Yes.
Guys, let's face it. Not everyone wants to do audio. Not everyone wants to mess with it. So when you're in that position and you don't feel like messing with it, try TwoHeadedKitten.com. TwoHeadedKitten.com is run by Mike Lehman. He's an expert in audio engineering and recording. A lot of years of experience. He can do music. He can do on-set recording. He can do pretty much anything that you need him to do. Also up on Two-Headed Kitten is a podcast, the Two-Headed Kitten podcast, that I sometimes appear on. So go ahead and check it out. Can't recommend it enough. TwoHeadedKitten.com.
This one comes to us from Manhattan.
Okay.
Reclusive heiress. Male for woman.
Okay.
It's M for W, but...
Wait, he's a male heiress?
No.
It's hard
to be. Is he a Latino female?
Reclusive heiress, M for W. You don't have to be a wealthy heiress, but if you are reclusive, that's a start.
This is a joke for sure.
I'm looking for a female conversation partner. Someone who is comfortable with herself.
And practicing kissing.
Perhaps introverted and enjoys talking about New York. I live 500 miles to the west, but I love your city, having been there twice. We probably have a few things in common.
500 miles to the west?
That's so like in the Midwest.
That's like
miles. Just to talk to a reclusive heiress at her door.
That's like Michigan.
Like, yeah.
What the fuck? That has nothing to do with New York.
He loves New York.
I don't care. Why? This is so much. But this was posted from New York, was it not?
This
so
was posted from Manhattan.
He's basically, he's really just asking for
Posting, I don't know where it's being posted from. I know where it's being posted in. It's being posted in the Manhattan, because you just pick your location when you post it.
It should be in parentheses, looking for reclusive heiress. Heiress not necessary.
Yeah. No,
just
it's
recluse.
He just wants a reclusive woman to talk to him about New York.
He's just looking for an agoraphobic woman who wants to talk about New York.
What is it about this site that's just so fucking predatory, man?
Well, it's not predatory. It doesn't seem predatory.
But like everything weird. But like everything that we've read so far has that like it could be predatory.
It feels like running into DDLG online.
Oh my god. Like where else can you go online that you find this much stuff that could be predatory or could be sexual? Fuck me, man.
You are a
reclusive heiress.
Wealthy reclusive heiress.
Does it say wealthy?
It says you don't have to be wealthy.
How do you be an heiress and not wealthy?
But let's
wealthy?
Say you are.
You inherited $50 from your dad's.
Does that make you an heiress?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what heiress means, is someone who was the heir.
I thought you specifically had to inherit something of worth.
Does he just want you to have
like
dead
a title
parents?
Or something? Must have dead parents.
You just didn't want to say dead parents.
Seeking orphaned adult woman.
I'm not interested
adult to talk about New York with. And every single answer he gets, he just goes, Annie, is that you?
Annie, are you okay?
Well, he's no, just that's a different Annie, but
yeah, you don't know that.
It could be.
It could be.
Mm. I mean, knowing his proclivities.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
I'm not necessarily referencing that.
I like
you're referencing his proclivity for like radio dramas.
No, his proclivity for inviting children to his
yeah, park. So you were referencing that.
But it could just be for a theme park.
All right.
No, I'm waiting for you to
so
continue.
You are a wealthy reclusive heiress.
With dead parents.
With dead parents.
I like that he's just so fed up with meeting in-laws that he's like, you can't have parents. I'm
no
fuck,
Christmas
I'm over
or Thanksgiving
it.
For this guy.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
into the Christmas or Thanksgiving season.
I'm a
not
recluse. Into the Christmas or Thanksgiving we can't season. Have that.
So you're a reclusive heiress. Would you answer this posting?
No. I'm reclusive. How are you gonna make a call out to a type of person who's specifically not interested in talking to you? That's like so counterproductive.
Do you think you could make a post for that?
I hate answering Craigslist ads. I want to talk to you. Answer this Craigslist ad.
You are specifically the type of person whose parents are dead and doesn't want to speak to anyone.
Well, maybe
please talk to me about New York.
So maybe she's reclusive because she doesn't like going out in public, right? But she wants to talk to people, but she just can't handle. That doesn't really work in the modern context.
I would say that's not what reclusive is.
A weird word to use if you're not talking about a spider that's often found in kayaks.
Moving on now, we've got one from Delaware. Joker? Let's go see.
Is this another Joker one?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Joker? Let's go see the Joker. Or hang. No one in my crew wants to see it. Bored this eve only. Be female. I'm in good shape, tall, clean cut, hanging at the beach tonight.
Well, I thought you were going to see Joker.
That's where he wants to meet.
These are mixed messages.
He wants to meet at the beach and then go see Joker.
Let's go to the beach and then go see Joker.
Who goes from the beach to a movie theater?
I'll be shirtless at the beach so you can make sure, even though it's negative 20 degree weather right now, I'll be shirtless at the beach so that you can see I'm athletic.
He's in good shape, tall, clean cut,
mm-hmm.
hanging at the beach.
Why are all of these in good shape people going to Craigslist to find women to see Joker with?
Because they might be in good shape physically, but they're not in good shape mentally.
I would say the answer to if I would respond to any of these ads is no. These people are clearly imbalanced in a dangerous way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just saying, it's like, what the fuck? Why is this band posting on Craigslist to see Joker? Like,
he doesn't want to go see it by himself. No one in his quote-unquote crew,
which doesn't exist.
Crew.
This is not someone who has friends. This is a lone wolf scenario.
Wait. Maybe we're interpreting crew wrong.
Oh. He's a hip-hop dancer.
No, he's a ship captain.
No one in my crew wants to see it because I've strangled them all and left them at sea. I'll be at the beach on my boat. I bought the bootleg. Let's watch it under the deck.
It's not a boat. It's his naval base. He's the only one on it.
On an entire aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
It all fits. Board this Eve.
Oh, Eve.
Who else but like an old-timey ship captain would say Eve?
Yeah, starboard this Eve.
Yeah. He's in good shape, bored, tall, clean cut.
Aboard. Yeah. That's what he meant to say, and it corrected
Yes.
Because he doesn't have his iPhone language set to nautical.
He's in good shape because of all the
lifting
jibbing.
And because he has to perform basically the tasks of the entire crew he killed.
Yeah. He's from spliffing the jib and turning the mast and
spliffing the jib,
navigating the shores.
We're moving past that. Okay,
swabbing the deck,
swabbing the poop deck,
buoying the cabin.
Spliffing the jib. That doesn't sound like a term to you.
No.
Do you think
spliffing the jib sounds like jerking off?
Well, yeah, that's what
I'm spliffing the jib. Also, I like the idea of referring to my penis as the jib.
The jib. What does a jib look like?
My penis.
I don't.
What does your penis look like?
A jib.
Probably kind of like your penis, but I'd imagine mine.
Jibbier.
Like my color.
I thought you were going to say bigger, and I was like, don't bet.
Yeah, I never bet on that.
Okay, good to know.
Okay, so.
Starboard.
This is a old-timey ship captain who murdered his entire crew, strangled them all to death.
And every 15 years.
Every 15 years. He
appears on shore.
He appears on shore at the beach, wanting to go see
in a ghost ship,
wanting to
see whatever movie he thinks will define the generation.
I like that one Max starts a sentence and the other Max finishes it every single time.
Yes. Well, we are one and the same.
Yes,
we're both from Delaware.
We are. You're both Steven. Join us. So I think we solved this one then.
Yeah.
Simple enough.
What do you think his name is?
Max.
Captain
Toby.
C. Toby.
It's Toby Maguire. Half
Toby
Wan
Kenobi.
This one's really good.
Okay.
This one comes also from Brooklyn. So another New York one. You were checking me out.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
What a twist. My God. We're in it.
I was checking you out. You are female. Anytime I say it like that, that's because there's an exclamation point.
Yeah.
You are female. If you think it may be you, then clearly you have an issue with narcissism. Smiley face with two parentheses. Now that we're chatting, females, how you doing? That's how Y-E doing. You're not better than me. You're not better than me, .. Granted, I posted this. You read it, though, LOL, smiley face. I'm literally crying.
Is that over?
That's it.
Was it written by Elliot Rodgers?
This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, man. That is so goddamn funny.
So good.
That's so good. Just for it to go there is just like... wonderful.
The implications that, oh my God, it's just that he is so like away from where a human's brain should be, like where they should function at, and it's so out there and strange, and then it just comes right back to you are not better than me.
It's not even just like it just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You were checking me out. Haha, just kidding. I was checking you out. If you think this is about you, you might have a problem with narcissism.
Narcissism.
This sounds like someone suffering from a delusion.
This is an insult.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, this is an insult. This is the most insult thing that I've ever read.
I mean, that's like, it's just an incel. So, like,
I've seen 4chan posts that were less incel than this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love the way.
Is there a way to contact them? Like, do they have a reply function?
There's a reply button, but these are all screenshots.
Fuck, man. I am better than you. That's nuts. So this is an incel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is doing some incel shit.
Yes.
On Craigslist.
On Craigslist.
And it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I don't know what else to say. Like, that was so fucking funny.
That was really good.
I think it really speaks for itself. I don't think that there is anything.
Yeah, how can we make that funnier?
No.
I don't think there's any single person on the planet that could make that more unrelated.
And I'm not even trying to be like, ha 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 ha. That's just like the way it was phrased is so fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's just.
Yeah. I think we solved that one. This one comes to us from Rockford.
Okay.
Unleash the beast, woman for man.
Oh boy.
Sipping on a monster, getting energy. Looking for someone to come unleash the beast and have a good time. I stay close to Cherryvale Mall. Send me a message if you're intrigued. LOL. What's my favorite animal?
I'm interested in unleashing the beast. Well, I thought he was looking for a random hookup. Why would they know his favorite animal?
Yeah, that's what I'm confused about. Like, is this... I thought it was someone just looking for someone to unleash the beast, but apparently this is... There's like a password that you have to know.
Maybe.
Right? She's got one of those doors with the little slat that you open up.
Yeah.
And it's just, what's my favorite animal?
What if it's like a role play?
Right, like the Sears Tower.
What if that's a role play thing? Like, what's my favorite animal? Like, he needs to know before they show up so he can unleash the beast.
What's your favorite animal? What is my favorite animal? What do you think your favorite animal is?
Well, something beastly.
Bear?
A bull?
Ocelot? Tiger?
I don't think you're thinking of beastly in the same sexual way.
Yeah.
Do you think someone could... Could you imagine someone calling you a sexy ocelot? Like, in terms of, like, sexually associated animals, I can think of a lot of them, but that is definitely not one.
Yeah, also...
Like, lynx?
Yeah.
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 What if they're, like...
Something lithe.
Aren't ocelots,
something
like,
something,
known
something
for being,
slender,
like...
Something given?
Aren't they known for, like, being light on their feet and, like...
Ocelot.
Yeah, sneaky whatever.
Yeah, so maybe you're a sneaky lover.
Yeah.
So a rapist?
I didn't even know you were here. I love that every time you come, I don't know you were here.
That's not okay.
I don't know. I think that the sneakiness is contained within
what
the
do
sex.
You think is the least sexual animal? Like, if you were to be like...
Make
if
a mole rat.
Like,
a cuttlefish.
I think a parakeet.
Actually,
like, can you imagine if what it is a literal thing, and it's like someone who every time you guys have sex, they just like pull back and then they go, ah,
Carl!
Ah! Like that would I don't know what
wait
this that was a weird one.
Yeah,
what do you think it's really a woman?
No,
it was a woman.
You're like no,
it was a woman.
What it's woman for man.
That oh god, that
That's
changes
what
everything.
What is my favorite animal?
What is my favorite animal? She's looking for someone. She's sipping on a Monster Energy. Free advertising for Monster Energy on this podcast, apparently.
Yeah. Is this the female version of an incel? Because that's exactly what I'm reading.
No, this
as.
Is a wincel.
A wincel?
No, I'm just going to need you to be careful about like what you say about incels because you are drinking Mountain Dew Game Fuel.
Actually, I bought this from Max, and he gave it up.
Yeah, because I'm not an incel.
Okay. What the fuck ever?
So it's good. We have an expert. We have an expert out here.
God. Yeah. So we actually are joined by an incel now.
He's tasted the blood of
incel. See, this isn't fair. Enough people look at me and go, oh, he's fat with a neck beard. He's definitely an incel. And this doesn't all
yeah, but
maybe
it's because you're
know.
Usually drinking Mountain Dew game.
This is what made me the incel?
Yes.
Someone's got to tell other incels to knock it the fuck off.
It's literally their national anthem.
It's so clearly targeted towards them.
Can
like
I sing the song of the. Incel national anthem.
Sure, but the other Max has to do backup vocals.
Can I take this for a second? Oh, there's no backup vocals.
No, there is.
This is actually the incel national anthem.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Are you ready? That's it.
Sick bong rip, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
He just took a fat hit.
No, I'm just kidding. No, we know you're not an incel.
From the game.
Oh, thank God. I was
Are
so
you an
worried.
Incel?
By definition, maybe, but not by personality.
You just haven't had sex in a while?
Yeah.
But you don't call women femoids?
No.
I don't think that's celibacy, though, right?
No, I mean, I'm not, like, electing to not have sex. I'm just not having sex.
All right.
So do you have Tinder?
No, I don't.
You looking to unleash the beast on anybody?
Get Tinder.
Unleash the beast.
That's get Tinder. I'm gonna make a Tinder and put that in my bio. This whole post is going in my bio.
Oh, Tinder. What's so many of these would be such good Tinder bios.
Yeah.
Also, new slogan for Tinder. Get Tinder. Unleash the beast.
By the way, that was the sound of me sipping on a Game Fuel.
Yeah.
Just wanted to contextualize that joke.
That it wasn't a bong riff.
This one comes to us from, I believe it's New Jersey. And the entire post is in all caps.
Oh, this is...
Every single word.
Do I need to plug my ears?
No, I'm not going to scream it. Just know that it's all in 100% all caps.
Just like guttural screams. Yeah.
Can you women tell me one thing?
Oh God. No.
Do women like to have their breasts and nipples sucked on anymore? I've been looking for a few months now, and I can't find anyone. I'm not looking for sex, just some breast play. Equals, I love it. It is because they are J not big. Hey, small is hot too.
This sounds like someone saying that millennials killed the breast supplement industry.
You fucking millennials.
He's like, does anyone like breast sucking anymore? Ugh. These days? Mm. Now that everybody's texting each other?
Us. So tired of these millennials.
Always on your fucking phone instead of licking tits.
Are millennials killing breast sucking?
I'm a millennial. He's been looking... And honestly, yeah. Wait,
so I'm going to describe the image on this one.
I know what this one is. I can see it reflected in your glasses.
Is it a butt?
It is a signpost that has different signs pointing in different directions. The signs read, lost, confused, unsure, unclear, perplexed, disoriented, bewildered.
Which it's this describes...
The last guy about which describes
your reaction to reading this post.
Oh,
the title is...
Different.
W4M no longer exists. Stop posting dribble. Try our time site. Then the bulk of the post is dribble, 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 dribble.
I think he's just a basketball player. You fucking talk.
Didn't say anything after that. That's it.
Okay. So what do you think that's about, Noah?
I'm pissed because you talked over me. I said my joke and it was hilarious.
What joke did you say?
I said he's just a basketball player. As soon as...
Describing his life?
Yes! As soon as he ended, I said that and you talked right over me. And I was like, fuck, dude, that was awesome.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yeah, way to ruin it.
Wait, here. Edit that out and then just do it again.
Yeah.
He's just a basketball player.
No. Edit it. No.
Like, legitimately?
Wait. Yeah.
Oh.
Do the whole thing again. Max, could you please? And then Noah can do his joke, and you can edit all this out.
Dribble, 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 dribble.
No, the whole... You hold on. Restart. You got to do the whole, like, the whole introduction to the post, too.
Yeah. Can we start the podcast over?
Actually, no. Seriously, don't interrupt.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Because then you got to do your joke.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's important.
W4M no longer exists. Stop posting dribble. Parentheses, try our time site. The bulk of the post reads, dribble, 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 dribble,
dribble. And then what does it say after that? That was a really... Noah, I want to tell you,
I know.
That was a very good joke. But I didn't speak right after. You should have spoken up quicker. You're on a podcast.
I'll just speak louder.
Let me just get a sound bite of use.
What, should I not vape?
Well, it is the Incel National Anthem.
Fuck, dude. Monster Energy, neckbeard, fat, vape.
A hat that says antisocial.
Big, big penis, though.
No.
Okay, Noah, just say yeah.
Yeah.
Noah just took his penis out and it touched me from across the table.
Oh, it's a big table too. It's one of those long ones.
God, this feels so good.
This table used to belong to a reclusive heiress. That's how long this table is, and Noah just touched me with his penis from across it, ladies. Hit him up on Tinder.
That's fucking amazing.
His profile says dribble, 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 dribble. See, I'm on meth. That's why I'm doing this.
I'm a basketball player.
So this one.
The smile you did after was. That I've never felt so sad.
This one.
My parents got divorced on Christmas.
This one. This one comes to us from Northern Virginia. Met over a deceased squirrel. The title will only make sense to one person. Smiley face.
The squirrel.
Seeking deceased squirrel.
Oh my
God. You and I met walking in Reston a couple of weeks ago and bonded over an unfortunate squirrel. You're extremely cute, funny, and you have just recently moved to Reston after breaking up with your boyfriend. I haven't seen you out walking since, and I'm kicking myself for not getting your number. Meet for a beer at your favorite brewery. Meet for a beer at your favorite brewery?
Meanwhile, he's literally at home just bashing his own shin with his foot. I'm kicking myself.
He's just bashing him with the squirrel that
he plans to give her as a souvenir.
I think he's trying to bait her, right? Like, he met her over to ski squirrel, so he thinks that's like part of her summoning ritual or something like that.
Oh.
Right? So he's just like killing
He's
out killing squirrels.
Leaving them in the middle of like different paths parks.
But like, he's gotten to a point where
It's like, I want to bond again.
Yeah, he's gotten to a point where he's frustrated now.
Yeah.
He's killed so many squirrels and he's not showing up. So he's gone on Craigslist now.
He's taking him into all the breweries.
What if there was a picture and it was just an actual mountain of dead squirrels?
I have killed for you. Why are you not here?
No, yeah, this is somebody he's trying to figure out. Like,
please comfort my heart. My guilt is overwhelming. I'm kicking myself for not getting your number.
And the squirrels. The many, many squirrels.
I'm kicking them often.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like trying to figure, like, is it not her feast day? Like, do I need to wait till the equinox? He's like just bringing wheelbarrows full of dead squirrels to different breweries, hoping that it's her favorite. It's the right location
dead
for the ritual.
Beer.
Dead squirrel beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He only drinks nut ales. He looks in the mirror and every day he looks a little more buck-toothed.
Yeah. So
he's slowly becoming a squirrel
because of all the squirrels in his garage.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
What's the movie where the guy slowly becomes his dog?
Do you know The Fly.
No, that's The Fly. He slowly becomes a fly in that one.
No?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure it's a shaggy dog.
See, now Tim Allen? I'm pretty sure you've said the name of the movie. Yeah.
The Fly starring Tim Allen.
Yeah.
I hate both of you, by the way, because both of you know the name of the movie, and it's pissing me off.
It's The Fly.
Yeah.
Starring Tim Allen, where he wants to reconnect with his family, and so he turns into a dog, and then his girlfriend's boss shoots him in the fucking head with a shotgun.
Yeah.
At the end.
You're talking about, are you getting mixed up with the Shaggy Dog starring Jeff Goldblum?
I'm going to kill both of you.
Post it on Craigslist.
What's your interpretation of this post, Noah?
My interpretation of that post? I don't think this guy knows what human interaction is like.
It's meeting over deceased squirrels.
Yeah.
But
what deceased animal do you meet over?
Yeah. What, an ocelot?
Sexy.
This feels
ocelot.
I'm back on the ocelot joke. Get me fucked up now. I just don't understand why you're reaching out to somebody that you don't know. Like, not really, because obviously if you had their name, you wouldn't be looking in the misconnections fucking section of Craigslist.
He knows the
name.
So,
he didn't say her name.
No.
So he never got her name, but he knows that she just broke up with her boyfriend.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, obviously he doesn't know this person very well. And not at hanging out at her favorite brewery, which I'm assuming they went to. That's why he knows it. He doesn't choose that the connection piece.
Wait,
he chooses the dead squirrel.
Pause for a second. No. You're suggesting that they met at their favorite brewery and there was a dead squirrel in it?
No, I'm suggesting that they went to the favorite brewery, but he's somehow choosing to focus on the dead squirrel as if that's the most important part of what happened.
Well, that's what they
bonded over. Well, that's where they met. Over a deceased squirrel.
How do you meet someone over a squirrel?
You go up to it and they're...
Yeah. You know. Oh, wow.
Do I that. Would not approach somebody standing over a dead squirrel.
Wow.
If they were just lingering over a dead squirrel, would you approach them?
What if they're like trying to like...
I don't know. Am I attracted to them?
Yeah.
Then yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What if he's like... Okay, so you see a very attractive woman. She's standing over a dead squirrel, investigating it. And it's an armchair detective.
No. It's like, what if it's like a girl who's like... I mean, not that I'd approach someone in public anyway, but if I were to, it wouldn't be because of a dead squirrel.
Right.
Uh-oh. I mean, it wouldn't be not because, you know, it's like, it's not yeah. because I just
it's not going to get in the way of it.
I don't think that's
gonna...
So, like, no, I wouldn't approach someone looking at a dead squirrel, but no. maybe I would if I was attracted to them and go over and use it as a conversation starter.
What's up, man? That's a,
I killed that squirrel, by the way.
That was me.
That's you what like they that? Say. You like that? That was me.
You like that?
I did this.
I knew we'd bond over
that's
this.
My handiwork you're looking at.
That's my hand.
It's like, oh, that's crazy. It doesn't even look like it was bitten. It looks like it was lacerated by some kind of, and like, he's awesome. Swinging the pocket knife around on his finger.
Yeah. This is now like a true crime story.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So.
Yeah, no, you're right. We just pictured the worst case scenario, and I think it would be an exceedingly bad idea to bond over a dead squirrel.
Yeah. So.
And to respond to a Craigslist ad.
Yeah. That's my next question. This is like, Noah, this is like the most attractive woman that you've ever seen.
Okay.
Hilary Duff. I don't know why I said Hillary Duff. That's like
it's a weird choice. It's a very weird choice.
Hillary Duff.
So it's the most attractive. Imagine the most attractive girl that you've ever seen. Okay. This is her. You see her standing over a deceased squirrel. You guys talk a little bit.
Jessica Rabbit.
But you don't get her number. And you're kicking yourself. Then you see this. Do you respond?
Then I see that. Do I respond?
Wait, you're not. That's not the woman posting.
Yeah. This is the guy posting it.
Right. I'm saying if
I was
you are
woman?
The most beautiful woman you've ever seen.
No.
Hell
no.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, we actually, it doesn't say any genders.
Oh. Could be two lesbians.
Yeah. Could be two lesbians. Could be two gay guys. Could be anything.
Ew, don't say gay guys like that. It was too fast.
What would I, what should I say?
It could be, you said to be, could be two gay guys. Say gay
maybe
guys.
Too, like you were badly, afraid of the word
could
gay.
Could be two gay guys.
Could be two.
But you got
gay,
past gay. Yeah, that's what it is.
Could be two.
Yeah.
It's like gay guys. Guys.
It could be two. It could be two lesbian women. Could be two good guys. Could be two good guys. It could be two good guys.
It could be.
It just sounded like you said guys with a stutter.
Yeah.
I mean,
which actually still works.
Yeah. Good guys.
Good guys.
Yeah. It must be really easy for gays with stutters to describe themselves. I'm a good guy.
That's a gay guy who's GGG.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Greek
so,
grandma's little.
So, this woman was extremely cute, funny, and
Greek grandma's gregarious. Shut up. Greek grandma's gregarious gays.
Is that like DDLG?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's GGGG.
Ah.
All right. Do you want to try one more?
Yeah, one more.
All right.
We kind of fucked that one up.
There's
me?
Some good stuff in there.
No, I said we.
No, that's weird. That is weird. It's like, don't
well,
talk
sure.
about dead squirrels, weirdo. You
well,
know?
Sure. But
I do
like,
think he might have been onto something. I think she might have been interested.
I feel like that one was funny. And then we took a serious approach for it right at the end.
Yeah.
It was we're, like, oh, we fucked it up.
Yeah.
Because like, oh.
We're ruining the comedy podcast.
Well, yeah, but we got a couple things. Where
yeah.
Like,
no, you got,
oh,
there's,
killed the squirrel for her.
There's some good stuff.
That
there.
Stuff, it's like, you could just edit around that
all
shit.
Right.
You don't have to be always funny, Noah. Just say a funny thing.
I'm
yeah,
so
you
stressed.
Got a huge penis. You don't
yeah,
need
no,
to be
it's
always
like,
funny.
Oh my
fuck,
god!
I forgot
it's
about that.
It's literally like, honestly, could you? It's like hitting my lips, and you're
that's why you needed the chest.
And you're in a different room.
Wow.
The size of Noah's penis is. It's ever present.
It's obnoxious.
If you thought God was omnipresent,
can we call it by its name, the jib, please?
Oh, I forgot to spliff it.
Yeah. Can you spliff my jib, please?
This next one comes to us from Delaware. Trainer wanted. Tired of being flabby. Have a one pack now, but aspire to a six.
A one pack?
I didn't know
that's
the thing either.
That's just a stomach.
65. And
oh.
When I
just didn't know
you're just like,
one.
Oh, now I'm interested. 65.
Yeah. Yeah.
65, and when I die, I want to look good. Can anyone help me develop a fitness program?
This is actually cute.
It is kind of cute, but what I want to focus on is the sentence 65 and when I die, I want to look good.
Yeah.
Right.
So I love that.
He wants an open casket funeral.
And he wants to be
shirtless in a Speedo in his open casket funeral with his glistening, wonderful, gray, lifeless.
Bronzed.
Gray.
His solar plexus is out.
Yeah. Oh, they put bronzer on the gray corpse.
Yeah. They put bronzer on it so that it looks like fucking 300.
Yeah. Like fucking like Carl Weathers in Predator. Glistening muscles.
Honestly, though, that's one of my all time.
I just had a great idea. What if there was a company for body doubles for burials? You want to look hot in your casket?
What?
Body double. Tied to this. This guy could go to somebody.
Do they bury you?
No.
Oh, okay. I think I'm starting to get what you're saying.
Yeah. But like, they're the fill-in at your funeral. They keep the casket open and they just, they put a hot person in there. Somebody that was sexier than you were. Yeah. Someone that
they surgically attach your face to that person's body.
I don't like that. Let's not go there.
Do you still hear the lambs, Clarice?
Face-off style.
What about Anthony Hopkins serves as a body double for your funeral? And that's the whole service. It's always just Anthony Hopkins.
I'm so on board for that, though.
With glistening abs.
And it's called Anthony Hopkins Drops In to Die.
With Hobson.
With
Hobson. He performs. To Anthony Hopkins.
With a performance by Hobson.
Yeah, with a performance by Hobson. He reps. Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins Drops In to Die.
I sag my pants.
With a performance by Hobson.
Yeah. He reps I sag my pants to the corpse of Anthony Hopkins.
At the Sadie Hawkins.
Your funeral is being held at a Sadie Hawkins.
What's is this popping? Craigslist thing?
What do you mean?
This poor man.
Right.
He just wants to look good when he dies.
He wants to look good when he dies. That's odd to me.
Why do you want to talk about death like it's coming soon?
That's fucked up.
I don't think that's fucked up at all.
As a humor thing.
No, as like an acceptance of the fact that everybody's going to die.
This is great shit for a comedy podcast.
I think it is.
It's definitely fucked up.
Like, if you're like, hey, listeners at home, it's like, how much time you got? Why not just say that out loud?
Remember that you will die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to have as an inspirational, like, live, laugh, love type sign when I'm older.
Remember you
die,
will die.
Remember that you will die.
Remember that you
will die. And then I'll wake up and I'll always know.
Yeah.
In what world is that not fucked up?
That's what I'm renaming the title of the podcast.
Remember that
you will die with Max Reardon.
I want to get that, but like as a
domain.
I might actually take that.
You're gonna buy that
as a podcast
domain?
No. But also, what if you had that instead of like a live laugh love type of poster? If instead of a live laugh love poster, you just had something in the same font and it looks like just as like fun and whimsical, but it actually just says remember that you will die. That would be a great.
I don't think that's. I actually don't think that's the solution to this guy's question, though.
He
wants
die.
A fitness program, not a plaque
sure
that says
die.
"fuck off."
But he wants to get fit for his funeral.
Sure.
Yep. Why is that sad?
It's not sad
so much as it is confusing to me because, like, no one sees your body. You're wearing
an open
like
cask. Yes, you do.
You're wearing like a suit.
You can make a request. He could just wear a bow tie.
Yeah, see, that's my point, right? Like, that's where it gets odd, is when you're trying to figure out why six-pack would be connected to casket funeral.
I don't think it exclusively is. He's just like, he wants to be his best before he goes.
Sure.
It's like the concept. I love it. I think he's a wonderful man, and I want him to be part of the movie.
All right.
He's in it. He's in the movie, and he dies at the end. Oh, he sacrifices himself.
We have a little memorandum at the end.
And the dead squirrel is in the movie, but it gets reanimated with the spirit of an historical figure.
Yeah. On top of Sears Tower.
Like Franklin, President Franklin Pierce.
Yes.
Handsome Frank.
Or who's the guy who built the dam?
Hoover?
Dam?
Yeah, J. Edgar Hoover. Because he was like...
No, J. Edgar Hoover was the FBI guy.
Oh, yeah. Who was the gay
Herbert
one?
Hoover was the... J. Edgar Hoover was the one that they said dressed up like a lady.
Yeah. Okay. So his spirit inhabits the dead squirrel and reanimates it. And then the squirrel dresses as a woman. And you find out definitively that he was indeed gay.
Yes.
And the squirrel comes out at the end of the movie.
And then we have like a montage of all the different characters and what happened to them.
Yes.
Like, and we do like the freeze frame thing. Yeah. And like, there's like
an
80s
a showdown
song.
On the Hoover Dam. So who's Hoover? My dog's name is Horton.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have a dog.
Sometimes I chase him with a vacuum cleaner. I'm going to write a book about it.
You don't have a dog.
It's called Horton. Here's a Hoover. Oh. Okay. I don't see any sadness in this. You see sadness in this?
I see
humor.
Yeah, I think he's funny. He's like funny about the fact he's going to be having his funeral at some point.
I'm concerned that someone will take advantage of him because I feel like your skin's so saggy at 68. You can't have a six pack.
No, I promise you. I've met some seriously fit 60-year-olds.
Some seriously unsaggy. He said 65. I thought he said 68.
No, you can do saggy. You can be saggy and fit.
Yeah, but will you really, really be defined?
If you can be a saggy bag of fitness.
I'm a saggy bag of shitness, that's for sure.
Well, then you should get fit for your funeral.
No.
Why?
Because I'd rather die eating pizza bagels than die on a treadmill.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like this man hasn't given up, even though he's talking about his funeral. That's why I think it's an inspiring character
Chase
for
your
our
truth.
Film.
If Craigslist poster who posted this is listening, do it. Yeah. Chase your truth. I don't really know enough about fitness
what if they
and I don't live in Delaware.
Funeral?
What? That would be awesome.
You
it's
had
good
Moxie,
exposure.
Kid.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Everybody follows you.
Everyone follows and subscribes, star. Likes.
We profit off his funeral?
Yeah.
Why would you talk about my grandfather that way? Hey, if you like this podcast, make sure you like and subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and comment. Why do you talk about my grandfather this way? Why have you brought shame to my family? Horton, here's a Hoover.
All right. This one comes to us from Rhode Island.
That's never a good sign. It's so small.
Not like Noah's penis.
Unlike Noah's
penis. It's literally it's the statistical opposite of Noah's penis. And I don't know if statistical is how you say state. As a...
It might be.
Adjective.
So this one comes to us from Rhode Island. Topless house cleaner wanted. Exactly what the title says.
I like this guy or girl.
Oh.
Stuck on the couch, recovering from surgery, and needs some help around the house.
Yeah. So far, so good.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, I'm 100% with that. Why can't
do you think,
do that?
What if?
Why topless?
Why not?
Because that's super uncomfortable.
Do you know,
who cares?
You know who's going to answer this ad?
Who?
The fucking 68-year-old after he gets in shape.
It
topless,
never said,
you say.
Yeah.
It never said it had to be a woman.
I got it.
That's true.
I got rid of my one pack. And
now I have an 18 pack.
I have an 18
It's
pack.
Too much burden to bear while I clean your house. He literally looks like a centipede because his midsection is distended.
He has to wear a girdle to keep it in. It's just bubbling out like a Cronenberg monster.
He literally is like 9 feet tall now. Yeah. It's like his abs are a giraffe. It's
just
almost as disturbingly long as Noah's penis.
Yeah. So,
why can't he have a topless maid, Max?
I mean, I'm
I didn't
sure
say he can't.
I didn't
Not
say
you,
he
the other Max.
Can't. Oh, yeah.
That's the first time we did that joke, and I feel like we should have done it more. But
yeah. We should have.
We'll get to it. You'll be back. Topless house cleaner.
Be called.
What are you gaining from the topless part?
Sexual arousal.
Yeah. So. That's what's weird.
Do any house cleaners want their breasts / nipples anymore? Millennials have killed the topless housekeeper industry.
Well, I don't understand what's so wrong about this. Like, if you're paying someone voluntarily to show up and
that.
Show you titties and clean your house, what's wrong with that? I love this idea.
As long as he doesn't Stan Lee this housekeeper.
Did he do stuff? Did Stan Lee do stuff?
Yeah, he fingered a maid.
Well, I was going to say he fucked over Jack Kirby, but
that's true, too. That's not as bad as he literally fucked over his maid.
Yeah. Well,
that's
it was worse.
Sad. I don't want to hear about that. Let's pretend he was a good white guy.
No. Let's tarnish his memory.
I'm cool.
Hey, if you're listening to the podcast, give us a 5-star review and ask us why we talked about Stan Lee like that. And your grandfather.
My grandfather knew Stan Lee.
Your poor 72-pack centipede grandfather who starred in such films as The Shaggy Dog.
You walk up, it's just a topless maid dusting his abs.
Yeah, she just has been doing it. It's like Sisyphus. Just never ends. He has so many packs.
So,
like, oh, God, the fitness plan worked too well. Now I can never die because death cannot catch me. I am growing at an exponential rate. should be shooting up into the atmosphere propelled by the power of his packs. Just absolutely erupting into space. He goes through the sun because his packs are stronger. But something that is not funny but is true.
You want me to say
that? I just got poked in the eye by Noah's penis because it's so big. He got me from across the room.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Please give a 5-star review and comment. Don't talk about my grandfather anymore. As you scale the Sears Tower in search of Latino female.
Remember that you will die.
Remember that you will die.
We end the podcast.
That should be merch. I play basketball. It should say live, laugh, love, remember that you will die.
Plugs. Max, you got anything you want to plug?
I want to plug my phone and it needs to charge.
All right, cool.
My Instagram account is passive aggressive and resentful.
Oh, that actually is your Instagram account.
I know.
Okay.
Should follow. I don't know. Fuck it. Follow me on Instagram. I make videos and none of them are good.
Noah, got anything you want to plug?
Nope.
Thank you for listening. Always remember that you will die.